Missouri Net News is presented by the Springfield, Missouri Convention and Visitors Bureau. Discover why, if it's true to life, you'll find it in Springfield, Missouri. Plan your trip at springfieldmo.org.
Missouri Net News. I'm Elisa Nelson. The Missouri Senate has reached a compromise on Governor Parsons' bridge funding proposal. The upper chamber is expected to take a final vote Monday on the plan. Majority floor leader Kayla Browden of Columbia says the latest deal includes issuing $301 million in bonds paid back by the state in 7 years at about $46 million annually.
I'm not sure anybody loves it from all sides of the spectrum. Some folks didn't want a bond. Some people don't want to use general revenue. Everybody knows there's a problem. But it's one of those things that it is progress.
Senate President Dave Schatz says the bonds will only be issued if the state is awarded federal infrastructure grants later this year of at least $60 million. The bonds would include about $22.6 million in total interest. In the House, supporters of the bonding plan are waiting to see what the Senate decides. Becky Ruth of Festus chairs the House Transportation Committee. She's sponsoring the House version of the governor's bill.
It's very important for our state, so we're hopeful that they'll reach some conclusion to it and be able to pass it out.
Opponents of the bill do not want to issue bonds, in essence, to take out a loan to pay for bridge repair. A Southern Missouri man has been convicted of killing his estranged wife at a McDonald's parking lot in West Plains.
Jason House of Caulfield was found guilty on 8 charges, including first-degree murder, armed criminal action, assault, and endangering the welfare of a child. House shot and killed his estranged wife, Bobby House, in the parking lot of the McDonald's on Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, October 7th of 2016. House also shot at another man but missed and led law enforcement on a high-speed chase with his young daughter in the vehicle. Police say the daughter witnessed the shooting. Ed Button, Missouri Net News.
A former junior ROTC instructor in southern Missouri's Mountain Grove has pleaded guilty to repeatedly holding a knife against a teenager's body and giving the victim enough alcohol to pass out. The Springfield News Leader reports 57-year-old David Russell Long took a plea deal that drops felonies against him, including second-degree statutory sodomy. The former student alleges that she was in a sexual relationship with Long for more than 1 year. The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services wants the public's feedback about application questions for medical marijuana provider licenses. To give input, go to health.mo.gov and click on Recent News. Hundreds of people turned out in eastern Missouri's Washington this morning to see a State Department of Transportation crews demolish the 83-year-old bridge over the Missouri River. MoDOT opened the new Highway 47 bridge in December. This is Missouri Net.